Good morning, Packers fans. Aaron Nagler here with your Packers Daily Chat. Going a half hour early today. Got a big meeting at 10 o'clock that I must be in attendance for. So 9:30 it is on the East Coast, 8:30 Lambeau time. Good to see everybody still coming up in the comment section, even though we're going early. Can't thank you guys enough for making Cheesehead TV part of your Packers routine. You know what else I hope is part of your routine is Underdog Fantasy, which I do need to note is not available in every single state of the United States. But more often than not, you can find Underdog Fantasy, and you just got to know it's the best and easiest place to play fantasy football for big cash prizes. On Underdog Fantasy, you just draft. No need to worry about waivers, lineups, or injuries. Underdog handles that all for you. Go to UnderdogFantasy.com and download the app. Draft a season-long best ball team, and that's it. No in-season management. And you get a free $25 when you make your first deposit. Just use the code CHEESEHEAD. And you can take your shot at a $1 million grand prize in their fantasy football tournament. So do not delay. You know what else you shouldn't delay on at all in any way, shape, or form is getting your 2021 official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. Head to PackersYearbook.com. Use code CHTV to get 10% off. That's 10% off the official yearbook of the Green Bay Packers. You can also get the Game Day magazine digitally delivered to your inbox each and every week. Morning of the game. Got my first one this past week. It's pretty dope. You know what else is pretty dope? This hoodie at VINFL.com. Go to VINFL.com. Use code CHEESEHEADTV to get 15% off and look stylish all year round in your Acme Packers hoodie. How y'all doing? Good to see everybody. Sean is never apologizing for pissing excellence. I like it. That's a good way to start the day. Afternoon in the UK. What's up, Chops Top Fives? Can't wait for the proper season to get started. Go Pack. That's what I'm talking about. Cannot wait. Good morning, Jeremy. Good to see you. Good morning, Jill. Hello. Hello to Arthur. Silas, good morning. How are you? Preston, thanks for the super chat. When a coach slash coordinator goes to a different team, is there an unwritten rule that they don't give their new team info on their old team plays? No, there is no unwritten rule. They definitely are pillared for information. Now, they can't take a, you know, iPad playbook with them or anything like that, but most coaches keep their own notes and, you know, plays and stuff that they like and then compile it over time for when they get that opportunity. But yeah, no, that's fair game. Absolutely. Fair game. Hey, do you guys know that Brett Favre is on the Today Show? Just a heads up in case anybody wanted to catch old four on the TV. Nags bringing an early start on us. Yeah, Fred, well, you know, Mr. Banky has an all-hands meeting scheduled for 10 a.m. at LiveX, so must be there. Is this the best quarterback, running back, wide receiver trio we've ever had? I would say it's in the discussion. Definitely in the conversation. Who do you think will be the sixth wide receiver? G. Taylor, I'm going to blow your mind. I'm not even sure there's going to be a sixth wide receiver. But provided he gets healthy and is able to contribute sooner rather than later, give me Juwan Winfrey. Do you think Za'Darius gets an extension? Michael, I doubt it. Not before the next offseason. Who has the final say when cutting players? Coach, GM, combination of both. When do cuts start? Eric, the very first cut, they have to be down to 85 players this afternoon. I believe the deadline is 4 p.m. Eastern. And that is all Brian's call. Brian has the purview of the roster. And I know there's all sorts of jokes to be made about Aaron Rodgers being co-GM and all that stuff because of the Randall Cobb acquisition. But the roster is Brian's purview. Now, Matt will have input and undoubtedly Brian will listen to that. He'll listen to all the position coaches. He'll listen to his personnel people. But the final call is Brian's. That is the one thing, the one part of the gig that actually stuck around when he got offered the general manager job after interviewing for one job and being given another. Uncultured, thanks for the super chat. This morning's jams are Lido Shuffle by Boz Scaggs and Is She Really Going Out With Him by Joe Jackson. Oh, Joe Jackson's so good, man. And so is Boz. I was just listening to Breakdown Up Ahead the other day. Love that song. Love Boz. Joe Jackson's so good, though. Oh, man. What is the decision to play or not to play special teams? Is the player choosing by himself not to? No, not these days. Now, star receivers will undoubtedly be given deferential treatment. So no one's going to Devontae and saying, Devontae, you want to help out on special teams? Now, a vet can sometimes volunteer and or stump for it. And that is obviously greatly appreciated by the coaches. But more often than not, the coaches are saying, hey, get out there. Why do Packers look for wide receiver turn into cornerback instead of more experienced cornerback? Well, Andrew, it's not like that's the only avenue of player procurement they've used at the cornerback position. They literally just drafted one, in the first round. Why they don't go and get aged veterans? That's a good question. That has seemed to be a bugaboo for them. Persona non grata having veteran guys come in and play corner for them. They seem to really like growing their own. I'm not so sure that's been a successful, successful formula more often than not. But with KB on Into, it's like, yeah, he was a wide receiver years ago. It's not like they just converted him from wide receiver. He's been, working in the cornerback room for a while now. The only player I want back is BJ Raji. Sounds good to me. Missed a couple days and possibly talk on Burks, but could things have clicked for him? Well, Dave, I mean, Saturday night certainly helped that he got sent a bunch and he looked good doing it. I'm not sure that we're ready to say he's turned a corner or something's clicked for him, but he definitely had a promising start to the preseason. He's got to continue in that regard. He can't just have it be a one-day wonder. Fred, thanks for the super chat. Gary versus Jameis, week one. Isn't it going to be Taysom? I don't even know anymore. I miss questions about converting Jeff Janis to other positions. Nice. Oh, Brandy, always thinking about the defense. TJ Slayton does not need to get a bunch of sacks. Just flush the quarterback left or right. Let the rushers and Kenny do their thing. Super excited. Yeah, I thought he played well early on Saturday. I think he wore down as the game went on, but very excited by his first kind of flush of NFL experience. Golden Retriever shirt making an appearance. You betcha, baby. Wide receivers, Golden Retrievers, family beavers, don't care. Packers still dropping 30. Boom. Do you think they only keep Winfrey over Funchess? Do you think they keep Winfrey over Funchess if they only keep five wide receivers? If they only keep five wide receivers, I don't think they keep either of them. We got Devontae, Lazard, MVS, Randall Cobb, and Amari Rodgers. That's five. If they only keep five, those are the five. Have I gotten a new Madden yet? I might be getting it today, Steve. That look was specifically for one person. His initials are Tom Grassi. Jeezy Baby, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Where can I play fantasy football? That's a great question. You should check out Underdog Fantasy. They're the bee's knees. They're not available in all states, though. Got a very prickly email about it. Big B, what's up, man? Good to see you. Packers need a quarterback, and Tebow was just cut. I'm just saying. I'm kidding. I'm glad that you put "you're just kidding" so people don't destroy you in the comments. Any room for Tebow on the Packers roster? No. Wait, did this just happen? Because I got to get the official no out there. Wait, this is some compelling content for you guys. An official Aaron Nagler no being tweeted out. Hold on. Who's got it? Is it Pelissero? Is it Schefter? Oh, my. Oh, Ian Rappaport. Okay, here we go. No. Boom. There. That's how the sausage gets made, people. Chris, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. So is Cobb better than Funchess or others, or is it just his slot capability that differentiates them? Well, it's not so much that he's better. He's Aaron Rodgers' boy, and his arrival and place on the roster was a contingency of Aaron Rodgers showing up. And I can't believe that this is happening in the year of our Lord 2021. It's kind of surreal, but Randall Cobb is making this team. And outside of that, those five guys I just mentioned, you better be contributing on special teams or we ain't making the 53. Nicholas, thanks for the super chat. Have you seen Funchess EQ on special teams at all? Yes, Nicholas, we have actually. I think a week ago leading up to the Texans game, there were a couple practices where they were running, not with the ones, but they were with the twos. The practice I remember seeing on punt coverage. So they are definitely working on it. And they have to. You keeping Sternberger or Daphne? Both, Drake. I would suspect Daphne will stick around for a special teams ability. Sternberger doesn't count towards the 53 those first 2 weeks, so just keep him around. It's a free roster spot. Don't make that decision until week three. And I suspect they'll still keep him around after that. Where's the beef? Hello from the Netherlands. What's up, Javier? Hello from New York City. Hope you're doing well. Joey, I'm really looking for a fantasy site where I don't have to do any of the work during the season, so I can just draft a season-long best ball team. Any recommendations? Joey, I highly recommend Underdog Fantasy. Will we see Devondre Campbell in the preseason? Derek, I would suspect not. I don't think we're going to see many frontline guys at all through these three preseason contests. GBP Daily, what's up, man? Thanks for the super chat. Say that three times fast. Bears or Vikes is toughest NFC North competition. Man, you know, I want to say the Bears because I respect them, even though they suck. And I do think Fields is legit, and I think he will give the Packers some problems for years to come. Having said that, I think the Vikings did a really good job of retooling their defense from what was basically a ghost ship at the end of last year. I think Mike Zimmer's a hell of a coach. I don't think he's forgotten how to coach. And look, you know, they got the formula down last year. Now, albeit that game at Lambeau was a bit odd because of the long drives the first half and then the wind. And so it was a bit off kilter. And I understand they could just run it down the Packers' throat. Hopefully that doesn't happen again. But I think they're beat. They're built in a way that is going to give the Packers problems. Just run cook repeatedly. And then, you know, basically take the ball out of Cousins' hands as much as possible and play good defense, you know. And that's not to say that I don't think I think they're going to play good defense too. I just, you know, with Fields, I think you're going to have some rookie growing pains. And I know they're talking about Dalton starting, and I'm sure maybe he starts week one or whatever, but eventually it's going to be Fields' job. So, yeah, to me, it's the Vikings. And it could all fall apart, and watch, Detroit gives them the most trouble. You never know. Chris, thanks for the super chat. Joey wins the comment of the day for Underdog Fantasy joke, so here is some cash from him. Thanks, Chris. Very nice. Thanks, buddy. Kevin, thanks for the super chat. Heading to Green Bay tomorrow. Aside from Stadium View, best place to grab a beer or five? Thanks for what you do, Nags. Kevin, funnily enough, I am working on a video that Tyler and I shot while I was in Green Bay about my favorite spots to hang and have a beer and hang out in Green Bay. But since that video is not done yet, I will just give a pub and a shout out to Nicky's in De Pere. I know it's not by the stadium. You got to go to De Pere. It's a little bit of a drive. I'll get an Uber. Nicky's, it's old school. The front bar is like stepping back in time. It's like being in my grandpa's place back in the day in Chilton. It is awesome. It is like old school Wisconsin. If you got to stick by this stadium, if you need to be in that area, you're going to Stadium View. That's cool. Check out the bar at Kroll's. I like the old school places. I mean, people will tell you Hinterland, and they're good. They have a really nice beer selection. But I like the old school spots, the spots that remind me of my grandma and grandpa. So those are my spots. That's where I like to go. Silas, thanks for the super chat. Does Patrick start while Bakhtiari is out and Elton swings to left tackle? Most likely. But I think there's a long way to go in determining who's going to be manning those guard spots. I don't think Patrick had a very good game on Saturday. You saw Royce Newman inserted into the lineup yesterday at practice. I don't think it, you know, there's obviously nothing's conclusive yet, but yes, 100%. I think with Bakhtiari out, Elton will slide over. Most likely two of three, obviously. It'll be Braden, Runyon, and or Patrick, most likely. Now, if Newman makes some noise, maybe he makes it a four-man race, but I don't think anything is settled along the interior yet, other than Myers. Call the video places to visit in a place people don't vacation in. Nice, Jason. What's my take on Gene Charles? I think he's had a nice camp. He's a bit up and down in the preseason game, but young guy, just needs to play. I was pleasantly surprised by his work in the slot. Against Amari Rodgers a few times in practice. You know, that's a tough gig. You know, when you're a boundary corner, at least you have some help with the sideline, but you're in the middle there. Guy's got two-way goes all day. it's hard, man. That's tough. That's tough sledding. And I think he looks like he could be a player. Now it's so early. You never really know. Got to get some more game reps. But yeah, I like what I've seen so far. I think they may have hit on a player there later in the draft. Did Dez catch it? It doesn't matter. That's the answer. That is the eternal answer. Did Dez catch it? Who cares? They weren't stopping Aaron in that offense. Didn't do it all day. They didn't do it after that possession. It doesn't matter. And that's what kills Cowboys fans. It doesn't matter. How did Myers look on Saturday? Steven, I thought he looked solid. I thought he looked no worse for wear. I don't think he was dominant or anything like that, but operation looked good. His blocking looked fine. I mean, I think he played, 15 snaps? So it's hard to say, you know, much more than, yeah, he looked good. He looked competent, but it's not like he was working up a much of a sweat after a couple of drives. Did King blow it, or was over-the-top help anticipated? Justin, King blew it. There's no two ways about it. That's man coverage. A man call. We know that. And it's, you know, the end of the half. The one thing you got to protect is the end zone. 100% King blew it. Peter King likes Kroll's made his article. Oh, it should. Kroll's is awesome. Oh, I got so many things beeping and buzzing on me. All right, I got to get going. I can't thank you guys enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day right here on Cheesehead TV. Please do me a monster favor and hit like on this video. Subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. I'll be back tomorrow morning with more Packers Daily. Hopefully got some new content for you coming up later this afternoon. I'm going to be talking with Maggie Loney about everything we saw in Green Bay preseason and looking forward on Let's Talk Football. And go check out the new Cheesehead TV app. I mean, it's an old app, but we've updated it. And it just dropped like a day ago. So lots of new features, great kind of interaction, wonderful, updated with the videos parts of it. The podcast now all play natively and don't get interrupted if you go to another site/app, etc. Or if your phone shuts down, you know, goes to sleep. It's really great. The devs did a really good job on it. Check it out, the new Cheesehead TV app. And the best part about, I think, is Packer World has an aggregation of basically all the stuff, all the people on the beat who produce content around or about the Packers. We've got it there in Packer World. So on our side, there's two sides. You know, there's the Cheesehead TV side, all our content. And then you go to Packer World and you got everybody else's content. So, hey, even if you find myself, Corey, whatever, Cheesehead TV, okay, you know, we're not that great to you. I understand. But we've got everything else, too. The Cheesehead TV app. Check it out. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great day. Go Pack Go.